Christy struggled to keep her horse from bolting. The combination of fire and the cats was driving the animal into a frenzy.
They seem to be heading for the gate!
Stay behind the cats. They'll clear the way for us.
Doc held the Webley in his right hand as he cocked back the hammer with a thumb.
What if they turn?
Left shoulder.
Ryan held the reins in his left hand, the right keeping the stier braced in his hip for immediate use.
Not the harder head, and don't fucking miss.
As if understanding the words, a cougar glanced backward to snarl at the mounted people, and the companions leveled their arsenal of weapons at the beast. For a moment, it seemed like the male cougar was going to charge. Then the female sprang sideways and seized an old woman by the throat, ripping away most of her neck. The wrinkly fell to her knees as the cougar mauled her with its front paws. Then she went limp, and the cat raised its gore-streaked face to snarl at the sky. At the sight, Christy started to aim the Hollands and Hollands, but stayed her hand. The old woman was already dead, and they needed the help of the cats to reach the gates. Once there, she would blow their heads off with the Nitro Express. Horses, dogs, civilians, and Sekhmen fled from the approach of the cougars, the chaos in the Smokyville increasing as the alarm bell began to ring again from the keep. With the bravado of ignorance, a Sekhmen jumped out of an alleyway, firing two big bore wheel guns at the big cats in a storm of lead. But the cougars dropped to the ground at the first round and then leapt, the male seizing his gun hand by the wrist and the female raking her claws across the man's head, flipping over the scalp to fall across his face. Bare white bone gleamed from the smeared blood of the open head. As the guard tried to shove his scalp back into place, both cats sank their teeth into his chest and ripped out vital organs. That was when several shots rang out from behind the companions. Turning in their saddles, they fired a volley at the group of Sekhmen coming up the street. The 10 or so guards were moving from doorway to alley, trying to always stay behind cover as they closed in toward Ryan and the others, the companions now trapped between them and the big cats.
Flank attack!
JB sprayed the Uzi in a figure-eight pattern, the 9mm Parabellum rounds ricocheting off the houses and streets in a hellstorm of lead until the clip went empty.
Which way, the men or the cats?
Fuck them both! Head down the side street! Yeah!
Galloping loudly on the cobblestones, the companions thundered past the snarling cats and down the side street. But the cougars followed, loping after the riders. The cats had to think the friends were running away in fear, Ryan realized in frustration, and instinct was forcing them to chase after them. That was when he saw the street was a dead end, terminating at the Ville wall, trapped again. Now there was no other choice. They had to ace the cats before the animals got underneath the horses and ripped out their bellies. Ryan reined in his mount and turned to shoot.
Ace them!
The barrage of rounds from the companions hit the cats everywhere, blood covering their muscular bodies. But the lead seemed to have no effect, and the cats charged at the mounted people, snarling with bloodlust. Trying to find the left shoulder, Ryan swung his rifle and both cats dodged. Fire blast, they were fast. Choosing a different target, the one-eyed man pumped a 7.62mm round directly into the left eye of the male cougar. The animal jerked at the impact and shook its head to snap a bite to the left. But now their horses refused to advance and were backing away. JB put a spray of 9mm rounds into the female, and she turned toward him with eyes of green fury. Struggling with a heavy H&H rifle, Christy fired just as her horse bucked, the heavy slug smashing into a burning adobe house and blowing a gaping hole in the mud bricks. Then Mildred fired four fast shots directly in front of the cougars, the lead glancing off the cobblestones, the noise and sparks making the pair retreat slightly. Ryan yanked out the spent clip and stuffed in his last loaded spare. The big cats were too heavily muscled for anything but the .475 round to penetrate from a distance. The short Parabellum 9s and the black powder rounds just couldn't get in deep enough to reach any organs. The shoulder was the only really vulnerable spot. The muscle was thin there, and a well-placed shot could reach the bone, blowing out a halo of bone splinters like shrapnel directly in the heart. But it was a bastard tricky shot, especially on an animal that could move faster than most wags could drive. Their speed was incredible. Using both hand cannons, Doc fired and missed. JB hit the female and wounded her in the side, but nothing fatal. Christy fired again, but it was only a graze. Dean banged away steadily with his Browning, making the male turn, and Ryan paused before firing again, hitting the cougar smack in the left shoulder. The beast froze from the pain, galvanized for half a heartbeat, and then it slumped to the ground. Puzzled, the female made a noise at its mate, then turned its attention to Ryan and worked its rear legs, hunching up for a charge, when the Sekhmet appeared at the mouth of the side street. The cat whipped around, startled by the intrusion.
We're wasting time and ammo! Use a Gren!
Already with a sphere in hand, JB pulled the pin on the Implogren and threw. Landing between the Sekhmet and the cougar, the device activated on impact. As the dust cleared, only a mangled pile of twitching flesh remained at the bottom of a mirror-smooth crater, and none of the ooze could easily be identified as either man or cat.
Good thing that worked.
JB eased his grip on another grin.
Only one of these babies left to use on the gate.
Ryan studied the width of the steaming crater.
Nuke that! Use it on the wall right here!
Here?
The armorer looked at the imposing barrier.
If the grav field doesn't go all the way through, we're trapped for good.
Better chance here than of us reaching the front gate alive. Those are for us, and I'm betting that they know where we're headed.
Nodding in agreement, JB galloped to the end of the street, set the timer, and heaved the Gren. His aim was good, and it landed on top of the 20-foot wall with a clatter. JB was already riding back to join the others when a Sekhmet appeared on the parapet of the wall, holding the Gren and raising it high to throw back down.